You know, again, I just want to thank Minister Muhammad for his review of what's been going on these past 7 months. You know, it's just been so clear, and the information and the knowledge that I'm getting has just been extremely helpful. You know, and I hope it's been helpful to all those that are in here too. And again, to Pastor Humphrey for allowing me this opportunity to share this video that I'm going to share with you. You know, because the question was raised, you know, why not put it on YouTube or put it on some venue so everybody in the world can actually see who Oscar is. But I thought, to me, it was more important that you, the people that's actually been involved in this, with your sleeves rolled up like Minister Muhammad has said, have the first opportunity to be introduced truly to who Oscar is. So, and this video is about 17 minutes, maybe a little more than 17 minutes long, you know, and I thought it was really great the way that they did it and how they set it up. So if they are ready, it's ready? Okay, so I'll just let you. Yeah, well, I wanted to show that because, as we know, as time go on, part of what Bart's going to do, I should say, what's going to happen in the case is that, you know, they're going to try to show a different side of Oscar. You know, it's real important for me to say, too, that whether Oscar was a good kid or a bad kid, the reason why we are here is because of the injustice that we have seen. You know, and that's my hope, is that we always stay focused on the injustices, because, I mean, we all have issues and struggles in our lives. You know, some of our lives are going to be lost in the omission of a wrong, and some are going to be lost even when we're doing right. But the most important thing that we got to keep our eyes on is the fact that it was wrong what happened to Oscar. You know, and all we can do is stand up for what is right in this world. You know, and I'm sure most of us here, not most, but all of us here, you know, we believe in a higher justice, you know, that godly justice that we know about, you know. And that, you know, that what you've seen, you know, reveals to you on the inside just how this can happen to anyone that you love, you know, your nephew, you know, your cousin, you know, even your uncle, you know, it can happen to any of us. So it becomes real important that we recognize when we see things that are not done right, that we speak about them. You know, that we have opportunities like this that Minister Muhammad and Pastor Humphrey has allowed us to come into these rooms to discuss issues and to join hands and to march together, to cry together, and to fight together. Because we know, this family know, that if it had not been because of you, the people in this community, we wouldn't have had a chance. We wouldn't have had this first victory that we have today. You know, and that's because of what we have done as a body of people, as a community. You know, and I believe, like Minister Muhammad has said, that what happens here, and as goes California, as goes the nation. You know, and so we're on the threshold of our major things that is going to take place in this nation. You know, all eyes are on us. You know, we're the stepping stone. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be able to show you this. You know, I'm grateful that you've been supporting us and are still in this. You know, and it's not going to be no short race. We realize that. But I'm believing and standing on this word that we will get the victory.
That's right.
You know, we will get the victory.
That's right.
So I just thank everybody.